Blog Talk Radio. everyone. Thank you so much for joining in on tonight here in Chicago. It's a little rainy, but the atmosphere is set just right for tonight's service. This is the first Monday night of May. We're already in the month of May, 5 months into the new year. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, here with you all on Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Radio Blog Talk Ministries, WWW, World Wide Web. Oh, just the sound of that gets me excited to know that the word is going out worldwide. Ah, that's so exciting to know that you can run, you can hide, but the word is out there. You can find it if you seek it. He said, seek me. Yes, seek him while he may be found. I want you all to remember our foundational scripture. It's Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So tonight I hope you are seeking the word of God, the spirit of God, the love, protection, and the presence of God in your life on tonight. Our speaker tonight will be our nothing but our very own Dr. Serena Wright, who is excited about the Lord, who is excited about our Father's business, who is excited about what God has given her, her purpose in the body of Christ. I want you all to know that I'm excited to hear it. And I hope you all have shared this tonight with your family and friends. We normally would do Facebook Live along with Blog Talk, but tonight it's just on Blog Talk. So tonight is all about putting it out there on the World Wide Web so that you may be able to come back and hear this later in the archives, an hour after the program is over. So I'm going to check to see if the woman of God is on the line and see how she wants to go forth with this program as much, if she wants to pray or if she wants me to pray. Woman of God, Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay, we're going to give her a few more minutes. So while we're waiting for her, I just want to touch bases with you all again to let you all know that God is a good God. It's a song we used to sing when we were kids that said, God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. I want you all to understand that God is such a good God that he protects us while we're sleeping. He protects us while we're going. He protects us while we're coming. He protects us when whatever the situation is. God is our protector. He is our provider. God is always there. I read it the other day. I ministered on it, Psalms 139, and the verse number 8. He said, if you ascend up into heaven, he'll be there. He said, if you make your bed in hell, he will be there. He said that in the other verses, he's taught us that night and day is the same to him. So you can't hide from him. Because the same way he see you in the light, he see you in the darkness. Ain't that, now, that's God. That's God. You have no excuse. You have no way. No matter what you do or where you go, God will be there. He said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Ah, that's a God that loves you so much. He's telling you how you're made. Not just fearfully, but wonderfully. Fearfully because you can go against the kingdom of the enemy of our soul. You can pray against it. For we don't fight against flesh and blood. But we know that this fight is a spiritual warfare because people are walking around trying to make jokes and laugh and talk. I didn't see God around the corner. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And you better know what spirit you're operating in. You better know what spirit you're allowing to operate over you and in you and through you and with you. You better know if you're walking with the Spirit of God or if you're just walking. I don't want to walk not knowing who my Heavenly Father is. I don't want to walk not knowing that God is with me. Because I told you what the word said in Psalms 139 and 8. He said he'll be there. If you go into the depths of the seas, God will be there. Read it, Psalms 139, 8, 9, and 10, and then go down to verse number 15. I just want you to know that even you can go to the 23rd and 24th verse, and he'll tell you that you could say to God, God, search me. Search my thoughts. See if there's any wickedness in me. Oh, Lord, you better go ahead. I'm not going to preach tonight. I'm waiting for the woman of God to let me know she's on the line. Woman of God, Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Okay, it's in your hands. Have your way.
Thank God for everyone that is so faithful on this ministry that God has given and precept for the people of God to be able to hear the truth and to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. I thank God for all of those that are faithful of ministry. I just added my Bluetooth just to make sure that everyone can hear me. But we are just so grateful that we can participate in a ministry that starts with WWW. I know that there are some of us that are still panting after the return of the brick and mortar, and I'm not mad at you, but I encourage you to also include or maintain a ministry portion, an outreach that starts with WWW, because we simply have access to the whole wide world, and that's not to be taken lightly. I thank God for those that will listen to these truths that are being shared 100 years from now and know that God had you in mind. Hallelujah, in 2021. I know it's going to be 2121 when you hear the replay, but God had you in mind, and he had set someone up to establish a worldwide ministry because he knew you would need to hear a truth that was uncompromising. And so we are grateful, and we are honored. We bless and honor those that are here, and we are going to get right into what God would have us to share. We understand that there is an urgency on the release of the word. Praise the name of Jesus. If you would turn with me to Matthew 6, 25. We're going to read. We're going to do a little jumping around. I want you to put your finger in Matthew 6. Put your finger in Matthew 7. Put your finger in Romans 8. Matthew 6, Matthew 7, and Romans 8. Put your finger in Matthew 6. Put your finger in Matthew 7. Put your finger in Romans 8. Romans 8, Matthew 6, Matthew 7, Romans 8, hallelujah, glory to God. Father, we thank you. We know, God, that prayer is already, supplication has already been made, that these lines that hold the message and the truth of your gospel have already been given over to you and surrendered to you, God, that your people would be blessed and would grow. We thank you, God, that your word would come and would penetrate hearts, God, that it would seep down as a seed that's immutable in the hearts of the hearer and bring forth the root of the fruit of right living, that you alone would be glorified and the kingdom would be advanced. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at Matthew 6. If we look, I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. Look at Matthew 6, 25. Matthew 6, 25, I'm going to read. And it says, therefore, I'm going to start at 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one or the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so in 25, when we're introduced, then this is Jesus speaking, and he has gone further into teaching. If you read back further in chapter 4, he had begun his ministry, had been tried by the adversary, and then he began to go into the synagogues and teach because the new covenant was in the earth. Hallelujah. And as he finished his ministry in the earth, there would be access to the Holy Spirit, which would come back as our comfort and guide in this new place of covenant with the Father. So in Matthew 6, he is doing more teaching. He is teaching about how the new covenant works and the intricacies and the principles of the new covenant. Hallelujah. Verse 25, he says, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life, what you eat, what you drink, about your body, what you put on. Is not life in quality than food? And is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing. He says in 25. One moment. Then he says, give me one second. Then he says, down, he says, behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in barns, as your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? In the Amplified, it says, who by worrying can add one unit or measure to his stature or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? And consider the lilies of the field. Learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence was not arrayed like one of these. Verse 30, it says, but if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not, somebody say, much more surely clothe you? It says, oh, ye of little faith. He said, will he not much more? And so when with our studying, I was looking because God was saying, he said in 25, is not life greater in quality than food in the body more? He said, even isn't life more than meat? And so as he goes on to try to expound on these principles, he says, don't you know that if he would do that for something that's not even going to be here tomorrow, it wouldn't he much more surely clothe you? And so I was just taking that into consideration on its face, because there are times when we have been the more people, and we have to recognize that I'm more than that, and I'm bigger than that, I'm more mature than that, I'm more grown up than that. I'm going to take what we say, we call it, I'm going to take the high road, because I'm more focused than that. I'm more intentional than that. I've got more patience than that. And so there were times when we have been in the more, and we were recognizing, isn't life more than me? Isn't relationships now that I'm saved more than gossip? Isn't this more than me being self-righteous? Isn't this more than me thinking I know everything? Isn't this more than me gloating that my son made it and hers didn't? Isn't it more than that? And there are times when in our walk with God, where we were the more, and God was dealing with us in the more, and he was saying, but Serena, don't you want more than that? Don't you want more out of salvation than that? Don't you want more than to compromise? Don't you want more than to settle? Don't you think more of yourself than that? Don't you want more? Isn't life more? And so I was just going back and letting God minister to me how he brought me from low places to higher places, that he brought my thinking into the more, and he matured me more and grew me more and gave me more access and more understanding and more revelation and more peace and more patience. He comforted me more when I was totally distressed. Somebody say more. God is the God of more. Hallelujah. But what I came tonight to say, my God in heaven, he said over in 30, he says, but if God clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not, somebody say, much more? This is the season that God is bringing us in. See, I thought that God was just reassuring me and saying, well, daughter, don't. See, I'm glad that you've grown. I want you to grow more. I'm glad that you walked in revelation, but I want you to gain more. I'm glad that you gained insight, but I want you to know more. And so he kept taking me back. He said, go back to 30 and go back to 25. Somebody say, go back to 30. And then he took me back to 25. I said, God, what are you saying? He said, daughter, tell the people tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the much more season. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, this is not what you think. It's not that I'm just trying to remind you of how you've grown and how let me give you grace to suffer and that you pressed in more and that when it looked like nothing was going right, you prayed more. God help me tonight. I'm not just trying to remind you, son, that not only did I see you when you let them talk about you and you humbled yourself more. What I had have come tonight to tell you that this is the much more season. Oh, let your mind get wrapped around that if you thought that was something, Lord, if you thought salvation was something, wait until you come into the much more provision. If you thought your husband was been wonderful to you over the last 6 months, wait until you enter into the much more. This is the much more season. My God in heaven, don't let what you're going through, don't let that I'm pressing you in make you think that this is not so much more season. God said you did give more, you did pray more, you did worship more, you did be quiet more, you did surrender more, you did offer more, you did serve more. So somebody say it's much more now, it's much more, it's much more, it's much more, it's much more. See, the abundance is on earth, the harvest is ready, the reward is here. Somebody say much more. We can only endure it for a night. And somebody say much more, much more, much more. This might not be your season for the much more, but if this is your much more season, somebody say much more. Because God said, I saw you give more. I saw you cry more. Oh, my God, you let them misunderstand you more. You let them talk about you some more. And you did not say one word. He said, that's why I want you to know, daughter. That's why I came to tell your son this. It's a much more season. He said, will I not much more reward those that serve me in the dark? I said that they would be open unto the light. He said, if you do it in the dark, I will reward you in the light. I will make your name great. I will have your name spoken in the hidden places. I will give you favor. I will restore. I will renew. Somebody say this is a much more season. This is a much more. Somebody say this is a much more season. I just came to share. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That there was some. Lord, have mercy. You said, God, what more? What more can I render? What more can I give with tears falling down your eyes? You said, God, this is so uncomfortable. And God, I'm so being so misunderstood. I feel so rejected. Oh, that was a more season. And you suffered in your more season. And you gave in your more season. And you were quiet in your more season. You let them talk about you in the more season. Somebody said, but God said, what's more? He said, well, I'm not much more. See, God's talking to somebody that he's trying to tell you that your promise is now. Lord, have mercy. He said, well, not much more, though. Can I outdo you? Lord, have mercy. Yes, yes, yes. He said, you gave everything you had because I asked you to, and you did. He said, but can I much more? He said, I came to let you know, son. Yes, you did. You did everything. You walked in the humility of God. You walked in the place that nobody knows. And I am coming to be the rewarder. And I'm coming with much more. I'm coming to uncover your promise. Somebody say, and I'm coming, oh my God, with much more. Wait till I bless the son. Wait till I show you what I'm going to do with your daughter. Wait till you look at your grandchildren. Somebody say, oh God, oh my God, my God, my God is the God of much more. Oh, you might be crying now. But don't let them tears fool you, baby. You and your much more. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I can't even get to my next scripture. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my God, if you know you suffered in the more, if you know you gave more, when you didn't have nothing, if you know you cried more, just to be quiet because he was doing you, because there was something going on in your marriage that was unthinkable, and God told you, keep your mouth quiet some more. You had zipped your lips with a real zipper, and God said, be some more quiet. And that daughter calls you, this girl calls you so many names, sir. You had to go look some of them up. You haven't heard of it. And you just stayed more quiet. And you just got more humble. And you just cried out more. You said, God, this is not what you told me my daughter would be. God, this is not how you told me this job was going to go. God, this is not the favor you told me. And you humbled yourself some more. And you were quiet some more. And you fallen some more. And you fasted some more. Oh, Holy Ghost is speaking to somebody. I'm telling you, don't let the flu take fool you. Baby, you and your much more season. God said, well, I'm not much more. Oh, God's about to outdo some people that sacrificed in the quiet places. God's about to outdo some people for everything that you did in private. God's about to reward you publicly. God said he's going to reward you, somebody say, much more. He's gonna reward you above everything you can ask or think, according to his riches and glory. God came tonight to tell me. Had me to tell you. He said, let me tell you, daughter, they didn't see you, I saw you. I didn't see that your heart was broken and you still served me all you knew. And I'm coming to reward you, somebody say, with much more. He said, I'm coming with much more. Oh, my God, Matthew 7:11, he said, if you then evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more? Oh, Messiah, will your Father who is in heaven, somebody say, much more. I promise you. If you're listening to me on this line, it's your much more. I don't care what you have. I don't care what you don't have. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they didn't say. I don't care what they called you. I don't care what they won't call you. God said, this is your much more. This is the season. This is the day of the Lord for you. Because God says there were some that sacrificed in the more. That they the only way to qualify your sacrifice, somebody say, was more. And God said, humble yourself some more. He said, pray some more. You had prayed until you couldn't do nothing but weep. And you had prayed until you couldn't do nothing but let tears fall down your eyes. And the only way that you could describe it was that God kept asking you for more. Oh, Jesus. But I promise you, sis, this is your much more season. Lord have mercy. This is your much more. He said, if you keep asking, it'll be given to you. If you keep seeking, you'll find. If you keep knocking, that door is going to open. And there's going to be so much more. There is a reward for those that diligently seek him. And God said he's going to reward you. Somebody say, with much more. He's going to give you more than you can ask. I promise you, or you could even think. There are some of you have been suffered in so many ways that Lord have mercy, that your ability to think that things could be different, Jesus help me, Lord, that your ability to think in your natural mind, that you served him because it was all you knew. But the way things had gone in your natural life, you didn't even have the capacity to do anything but what God was asking. Oh, let me tell you something. Life can be so challenging that you are just at the absolute end of yourself, and the only thing you can do is surrender. Somebody say, God calls it more. You did it because you loved him with all you knew. And it was the only thing you could do was give him a more sacrifice. You did it and you cried more. Lord, have mercy. And God said he's going to reward you. Somebody say, with much more. He said, more, bruh. More than you could ask. They called you everything. They meant more. More than you could ask or even think. God said it's your much more season. It's your much more season. Because God qualified your sacrifice. He wrote it down. He said the way he recorded it, since he recorded it more. He said, I asked her for more and she gave it to me. I asked her to be more humble and she gave it to me. I asked her to let them talk about us some more and she let them. I asked her to give some more and she did it. I asked her to ask some more. And she did it. So God said, circle it in your Bible, Serena. Tell them I said much more. Lord have mercy. God's about to give you much more, bro. Only God saw it. Only God saw it. You said, God, are you serious? He said, give me some more. See, God don't do much explaining. He don't do much explaining no more. See, when he's asking us for more, he don't do much talking. When he's asking you to give more money, he don't say much, but give 100 more. He say, said, don't say nothing else. Because that's the more quiet. He said, go ahead. I know what she calls you. I know what the manager said. But I'm asking you for more humility. I'm asking you for more patience. I'm asking you for more grace. He asked you to go be nice to the one that hated you. Because he was digging down into the more. Because he knew this day was coming, sis. Or he was going to open up the floodgates. Then he said he's going to pour out a blessing that you will not have room. Lord, have mercy enough to receive. He said it's your much more season. My God, we thank you. Hallelujah. If you're not weeping, say, God, thank you. If you know you gave him more and you are not weeping, just open your mouth and say, God, thank you. He says, I'm going to open up a window and pour you out a blessing. You are not going to have, Lord, mercy, room enough to receive. Somebody say, I'm in my much more season. Wait until you see. You think your children are blessed? Wait until you see your grandchildren. You think your wife is becoming everything you prayed for? So wait, just wait until the unfolding of your much more season. She's going to be so tender. She's going to be such a helpmeet. She's going to be such a partner in the ministry. Somebody say much more. Somebody say more than you can ask, because you gave the more. God said more than you can ask or think. You're in your much more season. My God in heaven, receive it. Receive it until you weep. That's me. You know you gave. You know you did it in private. Let him reward you publicly. You know you did. This is not that. This is not the puffed out moment. God said, I saw you, and when I wrote it down, daughter, I recorded that you gave me more. He said, you're in your much more season. Just let it be that. Rest in it. Weep in the joy of it. Lavish in the expectation of it. Somebody say, I'm in my much more season. Somebody say, I'm in my much more season. When you go to work and they say, and here's the bonus, and here's the raise, and here's the promotion, and we're honoring you. Just go ahead. Before you say thank you, say much more. You're in your much more season. And before they start giving you houses and land you didn't build, and then before, just say much more, much more. Much more, much more, much more. Before they endow, and before they begin to endow you and create foundations in your name, and just say much more, much more. And people are gonna try to misunderstand you, but God's bringing clarity to it now because they didn't see you in your more. That's why they may not understand your much more season. They rest in it, lavish in it. It's the reward. For your more, somebody say, I'm in my much more. I'm in my much more seat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's just that, sis. It's just that, bro. It's not going to have an explanation. It's not going to make sense because God's going to open a window. Lord, and pour you out a blessing. You don't even have room to receive it. Somebody say much more. Sister, it is back to you.
It's my much more season. Ooh, I was caught up right there. Oh, Lord, I was caught up right there in my much more season. I was so caught up, I already put it on Facebook. God said, this is my much more season. Oh, because I stayed quiet. I didn't say nothing. Oh, back. I trusted him. This is my much more season. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. God, oh, my God. Hallelujah. I was caught up listening to
glory
my much more. Go back to 25, Matthew 6 and 25. Go back to Matthew 6 and 30. If it wasn't enough,
Sister,
said much more in
Sister,
Matthew
7 and 7. Can I say this one more thing? Please
yes.
Let me ask this. Sister Renee, can you hear me? Let me ask this one more
yes.
thing.
Uh-huh.
Let me
go
tell
ahead.
You something. This is what I must say. Turn to Romans 8:36. He said, even if it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep of the flock. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain surpassing victory through him who loved us. See, that's the piece where God said, no, go back and tell them what I told you to tell them. Because, see, some of us, I'm telling you, God had me to go back and read this because there's a circumstance in your life that's going to make you think it's not your much more season. See, because, see, you can be being killed, and God say you're still more. He said, I don't care what it looks like. You could be in a circumstance that makes it look like you are sheep being led to be slaughtered, the vacas of the wolf of all. But they're not coming to get your house, they got it. I don't care what the circumstance. He said, nay, in all these things, you declare this is a much more season. We are more than conquerors. We are more than the declaration. We are more than that. We are the younger than our soul. He said that among you in all these things. Because sometimes circumstances will press in so hard that even when the word of the Lord comes, the adversary will still send it and try to get you to forget, to forfeit your season of abundance because of what you are going through right now. He said, nay, in all. Not because I just got out of all. Not because I'm just on the other side of all. I want you that didn't feel like the first part of the message was for you because you are in something. You said, well, that's good for them. That they ain't in nothing right now. It's they much more season. No, sis, it's your much more season. He said, because you could be feeling like you sit there to the slaughter now. You're in it now. God said, it's your much more season. He said, nay, and all these things. What does that mean? No, I'm not skipping over you. Nay, nope. No, I'm not saying because you're still in it. Nay, I'm not talking to you because they foreclosed on your house. Nay, and all these things. Some things you better hear the prophet and believe the word of the prophet so you can prosper. nay, and all. I know how she acting, so I know he acting a fool, Mitch. Fall tennis is much more season. I know what they told you on the job. I know that he wore his KKK. Your boss wanted KKK do it to work. He say no, nay. I know you think I'm not talking to you because the devil is on display at that job. But I promise you it's a much more season. I don't care what they said at the finance company. I don't care what they said. They didn't tell you. Maybe they told you no. You go look and say, look, if it ain't y'all that's going to be blessed by what God do for me, I'm going to give you one more time, ABC Finance. Because God told me it's about much more season. I'm going to give you one more time. And then I'm going to have to move on to another finance company because it's about much more season. Let me tell you something. If you believe the prophet, you'll prosper. Oh, my shit. He said, nay, even in your end, even when you're in, it's still your much more season. You're more than that. You're bigger. It's bigger than that. Go ahead and let yourself be in it and know that it's a much more season since I'm done.
I receive it. I receive it. Glory to God. I receive it. God, I thank you. Thank you for tonight. It's our much more season. This is for us all to walk in it because God said in these days, in these days, he's going to show himself. I just want y'all to know I was caught up in tonight's service. I am in my much more season. All these things. I started off, God told me to start off saying, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, and my much more season is an add unto me. Much more season is an add unto you. God is having his way in our lives in this season. So the lines are open. If anyone wants to speak and give the woman of God some encouragement on tonight, go ahead and speak because the enemy is mad. He's trying to block her out. Go ahead and speak and let God know you heard what the woman of God said on tonight about your much more season. The lines are open.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word tonight. Thank you for the word. I thank him for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prophet, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Your word. Your word. Hallelujah. More. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors, God. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you, God. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Thank you for letting us know. Yes, he's talking to us. He's talking to each individual, wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're going through. He's here for us. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough coming, and we need to rejoice now. Praise him now. Thank him now. Believe the word of God, not what you see, not what you feel, not even what you hear, unless it's God's word. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word, prophet. Thank you for the word.
Yes.
Thank you for the word on tonight. Touched my soul, gave me courage to keep going and to look forward to my much more season. God bless you and keep you and continue to be excited about his word. What excitement. What fervor. It's just beautiful to hear God's word delivered with such passion. Keep the fire burning for God. Thank you for being part of this ministry. Thank you for the word on tonight. Be blessed, woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo. Is there anyone else who would like to speaking to the woman of God's life on tonight, encourage her with her message on tonight.
This is Cecilia, and all I want to say is I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. The word has already been established, and it shall not return unto God void. The prophet has already spoken it, and I believe it, so it is my much more season. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle-elect. Is there anyone who want to speak into the woman of life, woman of God's life tonight about your much more season? Okay, well, I just want to say I got caught up in the word on tonight, hearing a woman of God with authority, with excitement, with the boldness to tell us that we are in our much more season. We're more than conquerors. No matter what it sound like, no matter what it look like, no matter what they saying, just stay quiet and keep doing what God told you to do. If he said give a little more, give a little more. If he said shut up a little longer, shut up a little longer. If he said move over here, move over. Wherever he told you to bless, bless. Sometimes your quietness is a blessing. You better hear it. And those of you, include myself, that know it, better receive it and say, God, thank you for telling me when to shut up and say, don't always have something to say. Yes, don't always have something to say. God, I thank you. Thank you for the message. Dr. Wright, I know your line went quiet. I know the enemy is trying to shut you down because he didn't want that word out tonight. No, not that one.
Well, thank you for letting me back on the line, woman of God. We are in our much more season. We are in our more than conquering, overcoming, overwhelming victory season. And so I just was so prepared for those things that come to try to distract us from what God has already released in the earth. And so I'm just so excited for those that have entered into that season, that receive the word of the Lord, that will declare that over their circumstance, over their situation, over their finances, over their homes, over their children, over the things that are important to them, over those things that will bring them increase, their creativity, their influence, their businesses. Oh, absolutely. I am so excited about this season because when God begins to make declarations and to bring to manifestation that he has already promised, then those of us that are in him become exuberated, just exuberant in our excitement, as the woman of God said, because that thing is here. He said that, he said, you know, the day of the Lord is here. I'm right here. And so that almost tangible place of receiving the promise can bring us to such an exuberant expectation. And so I'm looking forward to how this will show itself in the earth realm, because God is exactly who he said he is. I know for myself, my life has had so many twists and turns that I was like, okay, well, God is exactly who they told me he was. But my heart was saying, I think. And so God will always go back and say, no, I'm exactly who I said I am. Hallelujah. God is wonderful, and he's always got us in his mind, ready to bless and increase and encourage us and to strengthen us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I just love God with everything in me, and I love you all as well.
Yes, we love you, Dr. Wright. We love you. We love the God that's in you. We love everything that God is doing through and with this ministry, with each and every vessel of this ministry. God, I thank you.
Absolutely. I praise God Blog Talk. I really do. God is just so wonderful. I don't even know where we are. Am I supposed to pray?
Yeah.
Sis, I'm not even kidding. I am so, woo. God, we just love you. We just love you with our whole hearts. We love you, Father, that there's no other God that's good like you. You're such a good Father. And we love you, God. We're just praying that those things that represent who you are would begin to flourish on the inside of us, that those places where we can bless you and encourage your people and be encouraged and love your people and know that we are loved, that we can flourish and grow and expand in those areas, that you alone be glorified. We thank you so much, not just for this, for your keeping power, for your healing power. God, we are praying right now for Apostle Elect Cecilia as she enters into her much more season, that there be a special mantle of release for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you that you are the God that you described yourself to be, that we rely on and lean in and trust like never before. We look with expectation to our much more season and give you glory both now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Again, Dr. Wright, I want to thank you for tonight. I hate that we didn't get a chance to do this on Facebook, but this is a message that it needed to be released, and I thank God for it being released with Blog Talk on the World Wide Web, that it will stand forever and ever, as you said in the earlier part of the program, for 100 years from now, it will still be able to be heard, that this is our season. This is our much more season. That we much more than that. I thank God for it. I thank God for every listener that we have had. I thank God for every faithful listener that listen live. I thank God for every listener that comes back and listen to it in the archives. I thank God for the listeners that don't even say anything, but they just call in and tune in. I thank God for that. I thank God for this Monday night, this first Monday of the month. I want you all to know that we are here every Monday. Next Monday, it will be the second Monday of the month, and our speaker will be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. But this Sunday coming up at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have our very own Apostle Elect. Yes, Lord Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. And this Friday coming up will be the first Friday of the month at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be your speaker, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and we're just going to have a good time in the Lord, walking in this new season, because we do know that the season is getting ready to change, and just know that this is your much more season you're going to walk into. So just get ready to do what God has instructed you to do. Walk in your purpose. Ask God your purpose. Don't act like you don't hear him. Don't try to make your purpose somebody else's purpose, because that may not be what's good for you. Well, I said it may not be, because you have to come to the understanding that you're trying to do it when God said it's your much more season, so God is requiring much more of you. Do what God has instructed you to do, so that you can walk in your much more season. We want to say we love you with the love of the Lord. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen and good night.